Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Remember that budget speech we had in Feb? Then was postponed to March. And then we had another update earlier on in the month of May. Well, it does seem as though there's some developments that have taken place and a step in the right direction with regard to the adoption of the Finance Minister's Fiscal Framework by Parliament's Finance Committee. To tell us what this means, what happens going forward, is a good friend of the show, Professor Dumisani Tshantjies, Director of the Parliamentary Budget Office, who joins us this evening. Prof, such a pleasure to speak to you. I can imagine it's been a very interesting 3 months for you since we have been touching base since Feb.
Good afternoon, madam. Definitely been a great time of learning, getting to chartered waters, but it's been very, very excruciating 3 months indeed. You're correct, but I think we've always been lucky to have you guys to always update South Africans.
Yes, definitely.
What was happening earlier on when I saw your tweets, I wanted to respond to say, you know what, then Jabulo beat me to it. Jabulo beat me to it. It has been great. A lot has happened. I think you are absolutely correct.
100%.
We are probably moving to the right direction, yep.
And maybe let's talk about that direction, Prof, because this did get me excited earlier on this afternoon when I heard the news. Help us understand, what does this mean? Does this essentially mean that the budget has been accepted by members of parliament?
Well, I think the bigger part of the process has moved to the next stage. Remember now we have sort of four instruments of the budget, you mm-hmm. know, so that the minister presented last week on the 21st of May, last month. So the first step is to ensure that Parliament can adopt the policy statement, which is a fiscal framework,
yes,
which is essentially, it's a broader framework of the budget, looking at the spending, revenue, and debt levels, and so on, you know. And that process also takes into account the revenue aspect of government's budget. Hence, you'd remember a day before yesterday, there was a court challenge about revenue specifically. Yesterday and today, the finance committees of both houses mm-hmm. met to really finalize, or at least to adopt those two fiscal framework or fiscal policy statement, which mm-hmm. is really binding in terms of what happens then, after then, which in a sense, once you have this statement or this policy adopted by committees, now it has to go to the houses.
Yes.
Only then, after the House, which is the 11th of this month, which is next week, once the two committees are adopted today, it goes to the Houses, has to be debated and has to be adopted within Houses, which the House will say they adopt or amend the fiscal policy statement. But what is good that at least today, both committees of both Houses, finance committees, have adopted the statement as the policy statement as it is, which means there won't be any amendment. But also, I think there was quite anxiety around timelines, around where we have to be. But also, very interesting how much the committees also took heed from the court's ruling to ensure that proper engagement, that proper, everybody's is giving space to engage for the past 2 days. For the first time, we had 2 days to deal with the statement. Over the years, it's been a day. In March, it was just 1 day. This time around, we had 2 days, where yesterday and today were set aside by both committees to deal with the fiscal framework statement. And yes, absolutely, the next stage is to the houses.
100%. So now we are going to the National Council of Provinces as well as Cabinet to get the House's response in this regard. This is also where your office does play a critical role, if I'm not mistaken, as the Parliamentary Budget Office, because this is where different perspectives can be shared in terms of the budget allocations to different areas and portfolios specifically.
Absolutely.
Help us contextualize what will happen now till the 11th of June, as you mentioned.
I think what's going to happen now until the 11th of June is both houses will get the report that happened today. Then once the 11th ends, or hopefully when the houses, both houses adopt the report as they are, then the space of dealing with the allocations itself, the division of revenue, to say how much of the revenue to be raised will be allocated by three spheres of government, gotcha, national, province, and local. Then from there, how much each department will get a fair share of that allocation itself. So I think there's an issue of timeline as well, because when you realize that already some of the spending committees are already doing the work that we've been giving advice last week on the division of revenue already. And also next week, we'll be giving advice on the division of revenue and appropriation itself to really try to ensure that the timeline of the 30th of July is attained. But there's been also public participation where committees have invited public to actually share their views and their thoughts around it. So there's been very simultaneous way of dealing with the whole thing at the same time, which the Money Bills Act allows. And I think we've been very supportive and very providing much needed support to both houses in this regard. So it's been a very good learning, also, of course, with a lot of fatigue as well.
I can imagine. I certainly hope you get some time off once we do have some kind of conclusion to this matter. But before we even get there, I'm also keen, a few weeks ago, we did see in the headlines around the concerns that this does raise in terms of provincial budgets. Is there any influence here with regard to the timing of the adoption from the houses of the budget and the influence it will have on provincial budgets delivery as well?
I think some of the what I said also last week or last month, I'll say some of the provinces well have already responded where there were adjustments, but largely there wasn't quite major adjustment to the provincial allocation, particularly at the unconditional grant where they just give it money and they decide how they allocate it. But there have been some provinces which have readjusted their budget as well, which have allocated in response to the Minister of Finance proposals last month. But I think what I said also, which the Constitution, the Money Bill allows, is really recognizing that the budget has two stages. There's another stage that comes to the midterm, which also allows adjustments where there'll be space to target things around if there would have not been some finalization. But I think that a crucial part is a national part to finalize before the 30th of June, which the province already have already been reacted towards this stage at the stage. And once that is in place, we now look forward to the midterm budget and which the adjustments will be done. But I know that there was one province yesterday or last week, which was the NEC, has reissued the state. I think Gauteng was one of them, where the NEC has also responded. Yes, so there is, but not all of them, because as I said, there weren't much adjustment or impact on their allocation that took effect from this budget 3.0 in this regard.
100%. Prof, we'll leave it there for tonight, but such a pleasure as always listening and learning.
Thank
from you
so much.
Really appreciate the update that you shared with us. We will be in touch soon because the journey does continue.
I'll keep you posted. Absolutely. Thank you so much once for the opportunity. Enjoy the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's Professor Dumisani Jantjies. He's the director of the Parliamentary Budget Office.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.